WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
May is Bike Walk Month, celebrating riding a bike and walking, whether it's for transportation, for exercise, for fun, or all three, while also reminding drivers that the road is a shared space for all. Seth Holbrook is program coordinator for Public Information and Engagement, Environmental Quality and Public Works for the Lexington Fayette County Urban Government. Well, Seth, thank you very much for talking with me today. I'm excited to learn a little bit about Bike Walk Month. I know it's coming up here in May. Can you tell us a little bit about why do we have a Bike Walk Month and what it hopes to accomplish?
Yeah, so LFUCG here in Lexington, our local government, is really excited to celebrate Bike Month. It's transitioned to Bike Walk Month. So Bike Month is celebrated nationally. It's celebrated in May of every year. But Bike Walk Month is what we're kind of doing here in Lexington. We're making a lot of strides in both kind of pedestrian activities and cycling activities. And so we wanted to try and put a little bit more focus on both of what we're doing. And so we've included everything, but it's just something that we're putting a focus on because we want to highlight not just the work that we're doing, but cycling and pedestrian activities as something that are happening here in Lexington all the time. Something for residents to get involved in. There are a lot of great organizations that offer cycling services, whether it's just a cycling shop that can offer you a bike to purchase. There's lots of different ones here in town, but they also almost always have maintenance programs, workshops where they teach you some different things about it, all kinds of little things like that. And there's running groups from all kinds of different shops around town and different things like that. So,
you know, I'm one of those people, every time I get on a bike, I almost feel like a kid again, whether it's to commute somewhere, whether it's just for fun, whether it's for exercise. But I know a lot of our listeners probably share some of my concerns about bicycle safety. And I know in the past I've taken advantage of Lexington Fayette County government's bike classes. I took a commuter bike class that taught me a lot. But do you have anything to say to those individuals who are maybe on the fence? Like, I want to get on a bike, but I'm a little bit frightened right now or anxious about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's completely understandable as well. There's a lot of progress to be made in a lot of places, but it is all about your personal comfort when it comes to riding and things like that. And so there's, you know, there's some separated bike lanes around town now that help with some of those different cases. If you're lucky enough to be able to ride on just a separated bike lane or take a trail and a separated bike lane to get to the different locations that you might be traveling to, you might feel a little bit comfortable in those cases. But sometimes you may have to ride on a sidewalk. It's, you know, technically not something that's encouraged, but it's completely fine if that's what makes you feel comfortable along your ride or anything like that. You have to be very careful about those pedestrians that might be sharing that sidewalk with you. On a bike, you take up a little bit more space. You're moving quickly, so you gotta be sure that you're very aware of them and that you're calling out so that they're very aware of you. There's a lot of places where it's a shared roadway, and a lot of folks feel very scared in those situations because you do have cars behind you or trying to pass you. And a lot of those shared roadways are clearly marked with their bicycle lanes or either with the kind of bicycle arrows.
The Sharrow, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Sharrow. Mm-hmm. Sometimes in those cases, if you're really afraid about it, one of the things that we do recommend is just taking up the whole lane. Now, that can be scary, especially if, you know, there are folks behind you that are getting upset with you or anything like that. But sometimes taking up the whole lane does discourage those folks from trying to pass you. And so it can give you a little bit more comfort and kind of keep folks from driving around you and having to share that space where you're at the edge or close to the curb rather than taking up the lane for yourself. So there are a lot of different things. There are also, during Bike Walk Month, there are going to be a lot of different events going on that will potentially help you get a lot more comfortable with riding in the street or on the trails or different things like that. A lot of events in Bike Walk Month are larger events where you're getting together in a group and then riding together. And so sometimes just having a group of folks together can really make you feel a lot safer. That way, you know, you're taking up more space, you're a little bit more visible on the roadway. That's another big thing, is making sure that you're really visible. So having lights on your cycle, you know, bike lights on the back, flashing is always a really great one. On the front, especially during, you know, the evening times or anything like that. Lights on the helmet is also a really great one. If you can buy a helmet that has lights on it, wearing a reflective vest anytime you're riding or things like that, especially very high vis, yellow, orange kind of vests, things like that. All of those are really great ways to make you feel seen, make you feel a little bit safer, different things like that.
And something fun and educational is coming up. We've got Street Fest on May 16th on Shropshire Avenue. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, Street Fest is a really wonderful event that we've put on here by the Public Information and Engagement Group from the Division of Environmental Services. I think this is our fifth year potentially of hosting Street Fest. It's a wonderful event where we shut down the roadway during that space for the day, and we encourage any kind of travel to be celebrated there. So we'll have some different activities, whether you're a cyclist, whether you're somebody on a little scooter or a skateboard or anything like that. We'll invite everybody to come out. And then, there's some educational pieces, some little activities for everyone to participate in. A lot of organizations are out there talking about different things that they're involved in and how they are directly involved in cycling, pedestrian activities, all kinds of different things like that. And so it's a really fun time. It's always great to see everybody that's out there and what they're talking about. So we'll have some of the different cycling shops out there, maybe doing a little tune-ups for folks and things like that. I know that we typically have the local roller derby come out, and they'll talk about some of their activities and things like that. So it's a really great time. It's really fun. Great for children as well. We take some bikes typically. We have a bike education program that we go out and we work with students at a lot of the different schools in town and things like that. And so we have a bike library, and so we'll have that out, and we'll have some cycles available for children to rent from the city free. But gotta put your name down, and then you can ride around during the event and things like that.
I've been to the past ones, as super kid friendly and lots of good swag, that sort of thing, and good interactions with all sorts of organizations. Absolutely. Well, before we part, Seth, is there anything else you would want our listeners to know about Bike Walk Month?
I guess we just really want to encourage folks to get out during Bike Walk Month and kind of see what's going on and maybe learn a little bit more about all of the different things that are happening in Lexington. A lot of the stuff that we're having going on during Bike Walk Month, it's really all about the community organizations and the people that are doing all of this around the city. We are really just kind of grouping everybody together and kind of promoting everything that's happening during the month of May and trying to make our cycling and pedestrian organizations a little bit more visible to everyone in Lexington. And so it's about kind of getting folks out and then getting them remaining out. These folks are doing stuff all year round. And so once you're a little bit more knowledgeable about them, hopefully you'll stick to some of their activities and kind of join the group.
My thanks today to Seth Holbrook, Program Coordinator for Public Information and Engagement, Environmental Quality, and Public Works, for talking with us about May being Bike Walk Month. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.